Hello, 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 and welcome back to our next episode of Woman on the Verge podcast. I am Tamika Chapin, your host, and I'm super excited that you have chosen to tune in to the Woman on the Verge podcast today and hear another lady share her journey of overcoming and her journey of getting through her obstacles and winning. This is a podcast for sharing stories of trailblazing women who are at no time giving up. They're not giving in. They're saying, gone with the wind. We gonna win. So today's guest is Miss Altavi Pelzer. She is an award-winning small business trainer and founder of the World Voice League. She hosts the Speakeasy podcast, and she is the number one podcast for unscripted perspectives on becoming and staying a successfully paid speaker. Hello. Altavi educates and empowers small business owners to create your own business model using live stream, social media, and your personal story. She's also the visionary author for the number one best-selling book, A Stage of Their Own, More Than a Movement. This anthology brought together 13 authors to share how their pivotal moment in life created the momentum for the movement they created. She is also a contributing author to the number one best-selling book, Speak Up, The Ultimate Guide to Dominate in the Speaking Industry. World-renowned speaking legends Dr. George Frazier and Les Brown wrote the foreword and afterword for the book. Homelessness and molestation greatly affected Altavi. She hit a turning point in her personal life after decades of being silent about her molestation story, even after finding out both her girls were molested. This was the catalyst for her decision to motivate women to leverage their life's circumstances by learning to love their voice. Wow, wow, wow. Let's welcome Altavi to the show. Hi, Altavi. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to do this interview.
Thank you for being available and coming on to the show. We appreciate you here. However, just reading your bio, wow, wow, wow. That's an amazing journey, you know? And when I say amazing, not as in, oh my gosh, like that was the best thing to happen, but an amazing journey of how you went through your own struggle and then having your daughters have that happen to them as well, you know? But we're going to dive into that. We're going to share how you help women, you take women from abuse to applause. Like, I love that. I absolutely love it. Now, I asked you, what's one of your greatest dreams for your life? And you said traveling the world and being able to live in another country for at least a year. So let's talk about these other countries that you may want to live in. Do you have a country in mind that you prefer?
Okay, so for me right now, I've been telling my children, I have four teenagers, and I told them when the youngest graduates high school, which is in about two-ish years, I'm moving to Thailand for a year. Now, of course, they objected. Of course, they objected. But I do want to go and live in Thailand for a year. And reason being is that for so many years in my life, I was the one who didn't step out of the comfort zone. Mm. And I feel like, well, I know that I missed out on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Because I was that homebody, but it, you know, that's the introvert in me. So I was the homebody. I was the one who was, you know, the motivator and pusher for everybody else. I was the support person, the person behind the scenes, but I never really did something in the forefront for me. And as a single mother, I do a lot for my children. Yes. And so I set out that that's going to be my goal. When the youngest is graduated and off to college, I'm going to do Thailand for a year. And then from there, I'm not quite sure just yet, simply because I found that I love to travel. And, you know, I've been able to connect with so many different people globally through social media, through my podcast. that it draws you in. Like someone's like, there's someone who's in our free community on Facebook who is in Italy, and you know, she just went live today in the group, and it just made me want to go to Italy and just kind of hug her.
Yes, I love that, being able to travel, and then you know, your plan to live in another country for at least a year, that's absolutely awesome. I know that I probably wouldn't be able to do that, not now in my life. I have two young kids. Well, maybe I could, but I'm attached to a husband.
So he may be able to do it, but he may not be able to do it.
My decision. It would have to be a family decision. I think it'd be absolutely cool, though, to live, you know, in another country and having my children to, you know, experience that kind of worldly environment of not just being shut here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I applaud you for that. I absolutely applaud you for coming out of your introvertedness.
I know, right? I still have my moments, like, and it doesn't hurt that Thailand is actually a lot less expensive than it is in the United States. So Thailand, I think you can get like a 2-bedroom apartment for like $300-$400 a month.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on, we're all moving to Thailand right now.
And they have great weather. I think the only issue is they have mosquitoes, but they have good weather and beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
But at $400 a month for in a 2-bedroom, I think I can probably do that. I can spend it.
I am sure you can. I think that'd be amazing. You know, and you can't go wrong with the beautiful country of Thailand. Like, that's a beautiful place to start. If you're going to be doing this on a yearly basis from one place to the next, I think that's amazing. I'm just traveling the world. All right, so moving on from traveling, which your children have totally objected to.
Right.
You know, on the Woman of the Verge podcast, I love to provide women strategies of, you know, getting through their obstacles and giving them hope and motivation to say, hey, I may have this obstacle in my way. However, there are other women who have gone through this or worse. If they can do it, I can do it as well. It's not going to happen overnight, but it definitely will happen. You know, I like to ask questions of my guests of, you know, what kind of fears and doubts have you ever experienced on your journey to getting to your greatness and being this woman on fire that you are? What kind of fears and doubts have you experienced, you know, over your journey?
For me, it's been a lot. As an introvert, we internalize a lot. And so we question if something doesn't go right. If something does go right, we still question it. Mm-hmm. And we stay inside of our head more than we conversate with other people and communicate with other people. So it made it difficult in the beginning and along this journey, because in order to have a team, you have to communicate. In mm-hmm. order to have any type of success as a business owner, you have to communicate. And for an introvert, it's hard because I'll shut down, rethink everything, pan everything out, you know, kind of like try to strategize. And in the mean in between time, people are waiting for a response or looking for, you know, some type of response from you at all. And they're not getting one. So in their perspective, they think that you're ignoring the situation. And that's not what it is. So that was a big hurdle that I had to overcome. And even in recent years, it's still been something that I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. I know we had a lot going on with a book that we were publishing. And at one point, I completely shut down. I was so frustrated. I was so aggravated that I was just like, okay, let me cool down. Let me get my head in gear. But for me, that's normal. For the person I was working with, it wasn't.
Got it.
And so they just kind of spazzed out and, you know, took it that I was ignoring the problem or I was ignoring the situation. And I said, no, that's not it at all. Mm-hmm. I have to figure this out in my head. Like, you have to understand the people that you're working with.
Yes.
And so... Absolutely. On, you know, you have to take responsibility for some things and you have to let people know where you are. So that took me into the other hurdle that I really had to, I think that I've learned over my 15 plus years of customer service and management and retail experience was learning how to take responsibility even when you did nothing wrong.
Oh, now that's a good one.
And it's difficult.
Yes, it is.
In the retail industry, they call it the customer is always right.
Yes.
In reality, we know the customer is not always right.
Absolutely.
But you have to understand that the customer is still the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the person is still the person. And if you see people as individuals and not just as, you know, a number, not just as a client, not just as a customer. No, they're an individual. They're a person. They have a brain. They have a heart. They have blood flowing through their body. And mm-hmm. they have emotions. And I have to be cognizant of that. And if I'm not, then I can cause offense in a scenario where that can be really damaging for my business.
Yes.
Later down the line. And so mm-hmm. I've always been that person to be able to step up and apologize. And I've seen it happen more and more as I work with speakers and authors,
mm-hmm.
as I work with co-authors for my book, mm-hmm. as I work with clients in my programs, and even people that come to the events, learning how to take responsibility for something is a lesson in, oh my goodness, I'm a grown up. Things don't always go right.
Yes.
I see the problem, I acknowledge the problem, and now what do we do to fix the problem? And I think we get stuck in acknowledging and accepting that there is a problem,
mm-hmm.
and then we can't find the solution afterwards.
Yes. Absolutely, getting stuck there, can't even get through the whole acknowledging and accepting part. You know, a lot of people get hung up, as you said, right on those two parts. Now, you know, also, I just wanted to highlight other fears and doubts that some women may be dealing with as well. You've hit on two very great fears, or not necessarily fears, but challenges and obstacles that you've had to overcome and work through. And, you know, some women may be feeling like, you know, they don't know how to communicate, right? They don't know how to move past their introvertedness. I don't know if I made that word up or not.
It's okay. I understand. We make up words over this end all the time.
But, you know, they don't know how to move past that. They don't know how to communicate their way through it. And so, as you say, they get stuck. However, can you offer some tips on moving past and overcoming, on communicating just in general for those that are introverts?
So for an introvert, communication, again, because we internalize so much, first and foremost, we have to come from a place of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Person speaking, okay. But understand what they're trying to communicate.
Yes.
Understanding what the person is trying to communicate. So when in a moment of communication, the first thing that I always tell people is to check your own emotions first. Because if you're in an emotional moment, if you're in a highly intensive moment, it can be something that turned into an argument. It could be something where something really just triggered an emotion for you. You have to check your emotion first, because when we communicate out of emotion, we're not necessarily communicating at the highest capability that we can communicate. And we'll tend to say things in a point of emotion that can be very damaging and not necessarily be the exact thing that we really wanted to say.
Yes.
Because we're not really like at a clear mind. We're kind of in like this fog. So I always tell people the first thing is to check yourself. And that may mean I go for a walk. That may mean I take some time, I take a detox bath, I go sit down somewhere, I read a book, I listen to a motivational message. Go clear your head first and then come back to it. And that's number two. is I have to be the adult about it and be able to come back to the conversation. And when I come back to the conversation, I'm not coming with an anger or a frustration. I'm coming with a little bit more of a clear head, mm-hmm. and saying, okay, now we know here's the problem. Here's what it triggered, but how do we move past this?
Yeah.
So that's number two, is being able to come back to the conversation. And then number three is going to be the most valuable piece. Understand that it's okay to not agree.
Mm. Absolutely. I love that one.
Everybody is not going to agree, right? Everyone is not going to agree with you. You are not going to agree with everyone else. As introverts, we tend to fall into being people pleasers. Mm-hmm. And as a people pleaser, we go and we just go in tow with what's going on because we don't want that person to be upset or angry.
Yes.
And I often tell people, well, that you can't control someone else's anger. That's not your job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Your job is to hear them, clearly convey that you're listening, that active listening, and then look for a solution. The solution may be that there is no solution. It may be that you can't help that person. It may be that you may tell that person that you can't have them as a client, and we can't allow the emotion of the moment to take control.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's, I love these three steps. Three steps, communicating. Three steps to communication. I think it's going to set some women free.
Most definitely. I know it set me free. It's so free.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you know, before we end our call, I want to just hit on a little bit about your business and your company and what it is that you're doing in your company with helping women leverage their life's circumstances. So the name of your company is at World Voice League?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you share a little bit about World Voice League and how you came up with your company and how you are helping women leverage their life circumstances?
So World Voice League started out as an accountability call called Reactivate Me in 2016. Well, in 2014, it started out, but we actually formed it in 2016. And man, it's been moving and shaking ever since and evolved in 2018 to the World Voice League. And that was because we were helping not just women, but women and men to have platforms where they can share their story. We were helping them to find their personal voice in order for them to start their business, write their book, become the speaker, or share their story on some different platform. And it has completely evolved from there. What started out as just me talking about food and companies and sharing with the attendees' background on how some businesses were able to fight through certain circumstances really evolved into this company of female speakers and entrepreneurs coming together, having a safe space to where they can learn business, they can get the empowerment they need, and they can really see some success in their brand. And there was no other community like it, although there were many communities that kind of promised it, but mm-hmm. none were delivering it in the way that I was delivering it. And interestingly enough, I was ridiculed for the community that I built because people were like, oh, you should be charging more. You should be doing this. Oh, no, you need to do it this way. And none of that fit.
Yeah.
None of that really fit. So I'll give an example. I was ridiculed for my podcast and someone said, you know, you should be charging people to come on your podcast. But my podcast, I've interviewed over 200 guests and
awesome.
I've literally had 6 and 7 figure earners on my podcast. People that I can go back and network with and connect mm-hmm. with, talk to and reach out, you know, ask questions and do follow-ups and things of that nature. And I was able to talk to them on a personal level because that's what the podcast is. Perfect for introverts, mind you. But that's what the podcast is. It's a personal conversation between the two of us. And so I was able to expand my network while other people were worried more about the finances.
Absolutely.
And I was able to do more than what they were able to do. And then they couldn't understand, how are you getting in front of these different communities? And how are you connecting with people all over the world? Well, that's how.
Absolutely. They don't understand that part. You know, I read a post the other day when I saw an image the other day, and it had an image of one person with an idea. So they had a light bulb in their head, and then the other person had dollar bills in their head. And it kind of explained who would go further and who would stay the course. Because if your motivation is only finances, that's going to dwindle out because the finances aren't coming in when you want them to come in and how fast you want them to come in. But a person with an idea and a vision goes a whole lot further and longer than anyone. And so I like the fact that you didn't do what they wanted you to do. You didn't go the route of the more popular route of everybody else and how they were doing it. You chose to go with how you felt, how you naturally felt and genuinely felt it should be for your community. I appreciate that.
Look, and it set me on a different path, because even with my blog, I just recently featured a young lady. I had did a post asking for people to share their adoption story, because November is Adoption Awareness Month. And I'm a kinship mom to my sister, so adoption and foster care are really, you know, close to my heart.
Yes.
That I want to share these stories. But it was hard, because guess what? Nobody really wants to talk about their adoption story.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that they feel some type, they feel shame with it, they feel guilt and things of that nature. So I had someone reach out, and her name is Annie. And I said, oh my goodness, okay, great. And she's like, oh, I want to connect, I want to send you my story. And I'm like, okay, great. So I didn't read her story when she sent it to me. I read it when I went to upload it, because, you know, I read through it and I did my little intro, and I was in tears.
Oh, wow.
Because I was just like, wow. Through the power of live stream, she was able to reconnect with her family.
Wow, that's amazing.
That was amazing, right? Like, it gives you the feels, right?
Seriously. Wow, that's amazing. And I can only imagine just the feeling of elation, you know, that she felt after being able to contact them and finally see them and meet them. Wow. That's amazing. That's an amazing story. And so I'm glad that you are actually sharing stories like that, because that's what the world needs. It needs great motivational stories to share, you know, and to hear and read about. So I appreciate that. I have my own journey of adoption woes, I should say.
And then I have adoption woes. I have some of those too that came through, and I was like, I'm going to put them all out there.
Yeah, that's amazing. I appreciate you doing that, because a lot of women do feel shame and they feel, you know, guilty. You know, that's kind of with my journey of working to start my own family. 18 years it took for my husband and I to receive our first ever positive pregnancy test. And so I walked around with shame and guilt and feeling less than a woman, less than a wife, like less than a human being for a very long time because of that one thing. And so when I finally had to get to the point of acknowledging and accepting that, you know, it may not happen when I want it to happen or how I want it to happen. I know it's going to happen. I'm just going to have the faith and just keep moving forward. And so when I got to that space of peace, you know, it finally happened. And I was just like, really? All I have to do is just let it go.
And you see how that story just sparked you? It's the same way. I've been able to put it out on our platform and put it out on LinkedIn and share it out. And it's sparking conversation. But that's the platforms that I create. And I was really, again, I was ridiculed for that. You know, oh, you should be charging. You should be, listen, let's let's get these stories out here. I think we're in a time where people need as much motivation as possible. They need as much support. They need as much as, I always say, education and empowerment in order for us to really shift some things in the world. And if that means that I do a podcast and a blog in order to make that happen, then that's my mission. I accept it 100%.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love the fact that you're just helping women get their stories out. You're helping them. And that's an empowerment. You know, that's an empowerment to have your story told, to tell your story, I should say. Not holding it in anymore. That feeling of freeness or freedom. Like, I keep making up words. That feeling of freedom. That feeling of freedom that you have from letting it out, you know, instead of holding it in. So I appreciate you for doing that. Like, you are definitely a woman on fire, living in her purpose, own purpose. And we appreciate you for that. So, Ms. Altabese, it's been an honor speaking with you this evening. I really appreciate you taking the time to come onto the podcast. And I appreciate you. The listeners definitely will appreciate your story and your journey. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? First of all, I'd like you to share with us how the listeners can get in contact with you and how they can stay connected with you on social media or any other platform that you have. And then if you have anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners before we end our session, our episode.
Most definitely. So if you would love to connect, come into the free community. That's going to be your first step. Definitely an opportunity for you to see what World Voice League is all about. bit.ly/World Voice Community, all lowercase. And that's bit.ly/World Voice Community. Come on in, join the conversations. It's a really actively engaged community, a global network. There are those who are in there from all over the world. I know just recently we had a young lady from Italy go live in the group. I know there's one that's really active who's from Scotland. His name is Fraser. So men and women can come and join the free Facebook community. But our membership, our paid membership is just for women, because I felt like as female entrepreneurs, we needed that safe space. And so that part. But join the community, come join the conversation. And I just want to leave you guys with this. You know, a lot of times we are on the verge. We're on the verge of success. We're on the verge of greatness. We're on the verge of completely breaking down. We're on the verge of feeling like we're going to fall apart. And the most valuable thing that I want you to take from this interview is that there is somebody out there who has a story that's similar to yours. You just need to tell your story. Yeah. And that may mean going to a therapist. That may mean going to a counselor. It may mean going to a deacon or deaconess at your church. It may mean going somewhere. Just find someone that you can share your story with. Because one of the most dangerous things is we feel as though we can take whatever we're going through and just bury it, not understanding that when we bury it, it becomes a seed. And it affects how you think, how you walk, how you breathe, how you speak, how you see. It affects how you love, how you touch. And sometimes the things that are going on in our lives are a result of the things that we tried to bury and we ended up planting within our hearts. So I want you to make sure that you take that with you wherever you go. Whatever it is, no matter how big or small, ask that it be uprooted and allow yourself to be able to speak about that situation so that way it does not take root again in your heart.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. I'm taking notes. Because that really is amazing. Thank you for sharing. Like, really, I thank you for sharing that, because that's what a lot of women need to hear. They need to hear someone tell it to them and tell it to them raw, you know? So share your story, ladies. And, you know, Altabese listed out a number of people that you could reach out to if you needed to talk or share your story. I'm encouraging you to reach out to her. She will help you share your story. She will help you learn how to tell your story. So again, all of her contact information will definitely be in the description. Feel free to connect with her. Feel free to reach out to her. Have a conversation. Chat with her. She's very approachable.
I try to be. I mean, especially if you see me in person and you have brownies, oh, it's going down.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, thank you so much, Altavis. I really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us today and sharing a great message. All women need to hear it. And so again, you are a blessing to all who hears, all who listens, and all who take your advice and run with it. So thank you again. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to Woman on the Verge podcast. I encourage you to like it, share it, download it, tell everybody about it. Let them know that this is a podcast for women to learn strategies to by listening to other women's journeys of how they went through their obstacles, how they overcame their obstacles, and how they were a woman on the verge to now being a woman on fire, living their purpose on purpose, living in their purpose on purpose. So I'd encourage all of you to tune in, leave a comment, visit our page at Woman on the Verge Talk Show. Leave us a comment, engage with us, let us know how you feel about the show as, you know, coming forward. So thank you again. I appreciate you all. You all have a great day. Bye-bye.